This is Cecily Fuller interviewing my mother, Brenda Lucas Fuller, on March 17, 1996, at our home in Jacksonville. The focus of this interview will be on growing up in Appalachia. To begin with, tell me about the kind of living conditions that you grew up in, the kind of house that you grew up in, and all about that, and when you moved, and about coal mining. Just go with it.
I was born in a place called Squirrel Camp, in the Squirrel Camp Holler. And she wants you to know what a holler is. And a holler is, it's like a valley between two mountains. But we lived in a place called Squirrel Camp, near it's on the side of the road, near a river. We didn't have a very big yard. But I remember playing in the yard. We had to sweep the yard because we didn't have a lot of grass. And I enjoyed playing in the yard. That was fun. And we could go barefooted, not like the camp down here. Ants, ironies. And we had a three-room house. And my mama, she had a cook stove in the kitchen. And we had what you call in the living room. And we had a bed. And my mom and daddy slept there. And then my brothers and sisters, we slept in bed. Sometimes we had three in bed. I slept with my brother and my other sister sometimes. And it was always fun trying to push my brother out of bed. I remember that. Especially one Christmas, because I wanted to crawl and see what his Santa Claus was coming. I can remember that, crawling on top of him. And then I've always liked the rock. I wore out one rock. My mom remembers that too, and talking to her. And I still have my rocking chair when I was a little girl. I have that with me. But I've always liked to rock, and that's the reason I have so many rocking chairs in my house today. And I had a sister who went blind when she was in the fifth grade. And she taught me basically how to walk. And I can remember her. She rubbed my tummy for some reason. Yes, I was one who cried a lot with the tummy ache, and she rubbed my tummy. And she taught me how to walk, and she was smart as could be. She had to get out of school in the fifth grade when she was blind. And then she died later when she was 16.
How long were you?
I was 2.
When she died?
Uh-huh. I was 2 and still alive. Okay. And then my playmate at my house, school, was my nephew, Sammy. And when we went to school, both Sammy and I, when we started school, he used to say he had another sister, and I was his sister. Nobody could hurt me at school, but Sammy beat him up. And things, because we were so young, we were about the same age. And we'd play in the yard, and in our yard, it wasn't a very big yard, in the front yard, we had a well. And the best part of that was the big old rock that covered the well. Huge, huge rock. I always did like that rock. And the best water that I've ever drank in my life, it was the water from that well. Then we had a smokehouse where my daddy would have, we fix smoked meat because we had kill hogs. We had chickens and we had cows. We always had a garden because we raised everything, you know, we ate. I wasn't used to big Christmases or used to big Thanksgivings with turkeys and stuff like that. We'd have a hog, you know, maybe a hen or something like that. And in the summertime, we had a garden and we had big sweet potatoes and then playing in the dirt. And I had a sweet potatoes with my little people. And they would sing and I would sing too. With my little suitcase. I remember that as plain as anything. And having that in a good black dirt, not this old bedroom, it's awful. But the good old black dirt. And my daddy was a coal miner. And I wouldn't see daddy much except he'd go to work before it got daylight and come in at dark. And as kids, of course, you didn't have no TV back then. We didn't have a TV, no telephone. And we would go to the store, Molinari's Grocery, down at Riverside, where we built the store. And we put some things there. And they used to have, I can remember this even when I was little, and then used to slice me, that they don't do now much at all, except they come back to the store somewhat, slice me like they used to. And I used to like corned beef slice. Best corned beef ever. Not like you buy at the store now. And good corned beef. And I enjoyed it. And sliced bologna. Oh, I love it. It's so good. We go to the Molinari's Grocery Store. And you would have a running account at the store. And you would pay so much because you live from week to week. Working and working. We'd have all. My dad working at the in the mines. And he worked in the mines, and he worked for a place called Liquid, the Port Mines, you know, and we had a car. And then when I started school, I hated starting school, I hated riding the bus, I hated crying every time I had to get on the bus, don't know why, I cried every time I had to ride that bus down the river and go to school at the elementary school. Quenchco Elementary School used to be the high school where my sisters were in that school. And then they changed it to an elementary school. Because I guess they built a new high school.
How far was it away from where you lived in Squirrel
Creek? Let's see, I guess 5 or 6 miles down the river. Yeah. And we went to school. And the kind of school I had, the kind of floors we had in the school was the oil floors, the wooden floors. And the only other place I've seen these kind of floors and have taken these children to see is Nelson's over in Jackson at the 5 and 9 over there. And they used to oil the floors down and keep down the dirt and stuff. And that school had 1 through 7th grade. In the first grade, I always got a pat on my hand for the top all day. I do my work, and then I get done, and then I talk, and I get a pat on the hand. You'll never stop me from talking. You'll talk anyway. And then we go home, and my mama, had to cook stove, and we have mainly some beans and cornbread, which I still love to this day, and I will from time back because I was raised on that. And I can remember us in the summertime we could go swimming in the river and behind our house and floating on the inner tubes. Had inner tubes we float on, I can remember that. My brother and my sister, they like to go up in the woods, and they got in trouble one time for smoking a cigarette. Like, killed them, too.
Where did they get the cigarette from?
Apple. Mm-hmm. I think they snuck something from here. Mm-hmm. Now, our house, this 3-room house we had, it didn't have no closets. It didn't have anything like that. That we, you know, we just, Memo, we had things hanging on the nail. We had electricity in the house, but it was not like you see today. It was coming down, the cord would come down out of the ceiling. Oh, yeah, and there was cracks in the floor. Because it was cold. It was an old house, you know, real old house. And it doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't, it's not standing there. And, of course, it was a company house. Anything like that. Coal company. You'd rent from there. And then I started school when I was in 1955, and then in that year, I started when I was 5 years old, and I turned 6. I was born in 1949. And when we moved into camp, my mom wanted to move to a better camp. So we decided to move into camp, in Clinchcombe, in the camp. And Mama went to see about a house, to rent a house. She was the one who always did what Daddy didn't do. Because a lot of times, Daddy wasn't, he would just work. And then on the weekends, he would go play poker. And drink. And the miners mainly do this. They drink a lot, run drink. Not to say an alcoholic, but run drink. But Papa, he had his time. And he also was known as a tax. The man at the grocery store called him the tax. He used to take people, he used to drive a tax before he went to the mine. And he'd still take people anywhere they wanted to go, even after we moved in the tank. And we moved in this house that used to belong to that AC building. And this house had a bathroom. It's not like we were up the river.
At Squirrel Cake.
No, because we had that toilet out house. We didn't. It was Johnny House, what you call it. And you go to the bathroom even in the wintertime. It would sit in the back of the house. And we would go to the bathroom. I used the toilet. I've used the toilet for the last 10 years of my life because it's a family town.
Mm-hmm.
And this town we moved into was not incorporated until the last 10 years.
It's back in the 80s.
Latter 80s, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's still, even in this day, there's no sewage system.
Mm-hmm.
Politicians, I get so ticked with politicians. I laugh because they say, oh, there's not a place in this country that does not have a sewage system. Well, I'm sorry.
Apparently they haven't been punched up.
They've not been punched up and people have bathrooms for the house. Not everybody did when we moved in the town. And you'd have honey wagons to clean out the toilet, same thing in the back of the house. And a honey wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's an experience. Now this town had water. People had water in the houses. But this the sewage you flushed the mold and it would go into the creek that ran behind it. It was a little mill creek that ran behind this house that we moved in. And this house had the kitchen, living room, bathroom, basement, had three bedrooms. And all the houses in the camp were built the same because the company built them and they were built in 1917 and they're still standing and they have wood floods on top of floods. Some of them have been burned and some of them have rotted down. And this first house we moved into, my sister and my brother and my mom and daddy, we lived there several years. I enjoyed the best part of it, I guess, was having a bathroom in the house and being able to take a bath and not having to take it in a metal tub like we did up beside the river. Then Mama and them still had a garden, and in the summertime, we'd get the vegetables, and I know Mama canned. This house didn't have, I didn't know what an air conditioner was. And growing up the way I did, it was a time of peace. You appreciated everything you got. I don't think you just got one thing for Christmas. Not two or three things. And you didn't worry about the outside world. I never thought about killing you. Things like that went on, I'm sure, but you never thought about that. You were just growing up. And one thing, you could play in the summertime. I like to go barefoot all the time. Still, I feel barefooted, but not outside. And playing Cowboys and Indians. And you'd ask me one time, especially if I did it. I see it in the movie theater in the town. We used to have one, but when we moved in, it was already gone. But they did have the company store. And we'd go to the company store, and around Christmas time, they'd have one place in the company store that had all these toys. We'd go look at them, the different kind of toys they had. And they had a confectioners where there was candy, but the best part was the ghost. They had the best ice cream, the best fountain drink. I can remember that. Going to get this good old drink over a fountain drink. because they don't have at all, but I know all around they need to bring all that back. Kids understand that stuff like that's the best. And the best ice cream, I remember this dream